When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Me being drunk and stupid, I walked over to his friend and started kissing him. To see if I was in any way attracted to him. Okay, so you were trying to see if you wanted to explore this threesome
vibe.
Yeah,
let's do this.
One,
hit it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And
sit it with your chest. My tongue is sacred. I ride. My tongue is sacred. I speak the words that I like.
That's my favorite.
Stick I ride.
Who cares?
Who cares? Who stick I ride?
What a great line, isn't it, ladies?
What a great line.
And say that shit with your chest and stick.
I love it.
It's such a good
My tongue is sacred.
No, it's because you know she doesn't actually say dick.
I
it's
know. Like, who's cares? I who's Iraq?
It's like a. I think she's a great lyricist.
Yeah, we love her. You know what it's reminding me of?
Yes.
And you know what the messaging reminds me of?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should shut up.
Oh my God. Whose song is that?
Ariana Grande's song.
Oh my God.
From the old album.
Shut up.
Shut up. I think it's giving the same, like, yes and like, shut up.
Yes.
Welcome to our new set.
Yay!
The visual watchers here will see we have a coffee table. Oh. We have a sink.
Only took us 2 years.
Yeah, and now we feel cozy. This space feels lived in.
Yeah.
I hope it feels welcoming.
Yeah.
And we're actually not finished with the new set. We are adding more bubbles.
More bubbles
behind
for sure.
But so far we've got a door.
Oh. And guess where that goes? You guys know.
If you've seen the tour announcement video, you know where that door goes.
Honestly, if we open that, we'll get sucked right in.
Sucked right into the portal.
It, we really
and
will.
Bam, we'll be in those jewels again.
Oh.
Denim skirts.
Love those outfits.
So happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Look, we're very grateful for our coffee table because it's easy reaching.
Yeah, look, beverage.
Look at this. I've got the
it's
best.
It's brilliant.
Like my legs are up.
Yeah, I'm comfy. I'm in a tracksuit. I'm feeling good.
We're thinking, honestly, going to light a candle next week.
Even more ambiance.
I honestly think, and just a bit of, sometimes just a bit of a candle waft.
Yeah, a bit of.
Can really do something.
Mm. Yeah. I light candles every day.
Same.
Have you heard they're not actually that good for you to light candles in your house
no,
all the time?
And you know what I saw on TikTok?
But
on
actually,
the,
you know, after you've cooked, like for me, after I've cooked, like made dinner, cleaned, put everything away, it's like, oh, it's candle time. And it just, I like the smell. It's sometimes like if there's a lingering food smell, a candle just helps to like,
yeah.
And I just like the warm ambiance.
And I hate an overhead full beam.
Oh, I hate a big light.
I mean, you know,
we could,
you know, we're not really talking today because bloody hell, we've got four massive lights shining in our eyeballs.
But we can't get our spotlights to work at the back.
Yeah.
But we'll figure that out another day.
We're not very tech inclined. Mm. But when I'm at home, oh my God, a dim.
A dimly lit room.
A dim.
I'm always dim lights.
But also everything just looks better in the dim.
Yeah, a lamp, a side light, big lights. No.
Oh.
Get them off.
Oh.
It's way too harsh.
Yeah, so the candle thing, sorry, because you might not have seen this, you can get this little machine, this little device that you, so you put your candle in it.
Okay.
And it just, it's got like a heater on top.
Okay.
Picture this. Sorry. Little bubble in my throat. Picture this. It's like this, right? You put the candle there. There's this thing on the top. It's like slowly heating it and like warming it up. Therefore, setting off the scent, but you're not actually having to
light
it and then have the smoke, but it's still heating it and like melting the wax a little bit and therefore getting the aromas. And then because people have been saying about the smoke being bad for you, but I don't really care about that. But
I don't either.
If you care about that, then
wow,
okay. Well, apparently you're meant to get soy wax,
right? Soy wax candles
to be good for you.
Okay,
apparently
something to think about.
Something to think about maybe for our old age. I don't know. Yeah, right now,
I'm not really concerned.
Right now.
But who knows what we may be feeling next week. We're unpredictable.
Absolutely. Right.
Question of the week.
It's Wednesday. We're alive and kicking.
Traitors tonight. Sorry, keep talking about it.
God,
it's finally time. I wake up on a Wednesday and go, traitors tonight.
No. Honestly, I've been struggling the past 3 days for what to watch.
Yeah. Also, Ross did comment on our social clip of this podcast.
Ross, we're proud of you.
But when this comes out, we might not be. We're a week in advance.
But our prediction is Ross, you're out this week. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah,
buddy.
You might not be when this episode goes out.
I think they're onto you, Ross.
I don't know if they are, actually.
I think they're going to suss him.
Possibly.
Especially if, I don't know. I just think Ross's days are numbered. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. Let's see. Okay, so our question of the week.
What
this
a
week?
Great one.
Now, our question of the week last week was about weddings. We seem to be on a wedding trend.
Yeah.
Because I also feel like a lot of people get engaged over Christmas time.
And I feel like...
Whoa, bubble.
Bloody. Bloody how. I do feel like wedding season is upon us.
Yeah, I feel like, spring, don't you think, summer.
Yeah, the weddings kick off in April, May. Yeah, I think June, so. July. August.
So our question of the week this week is, you don't like your engagement ring.
Okay.
Are you asking to change it?
Okay. All right.
We've got 100%. I've got to be the one to look at it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, think how bad it is when you don't like your nails. You know?
I know. And it's like, it's not even like a thing for other people. It's just a you thing.
It's a you
thing. You know, when like, if Sophia said, oh, I hate, if she said she didn't like her nails, I go, Sophia, they look really fine and
yeah,
nice.
No one's looking at your
looking at your own nails.
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing. Like Sophia might get a ring. I go, oh my God, that's bloody lovely that. Mm. But you might just hate it.
So we've got 100%, I'm going to ask to change it.
Yeah.
Or we've got, no, it was his choice for me.
I know. And that is lovely.
Because that is also a big part of it. It's like, I saw this ring, you know, I thought of you,
I just had that feeling.
This ring gave me that feeling and I'm giving it to you. You know, it's a gift.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to you.
And it's a symbol. It's a symbol.
Yeah, of my love for you.
It's not just a birthday present. This is a symbol of eternity.
Yeah.
But imagine it was like his, oh, this would really not be good. Imagine it was his deceased mother's.
Fucking hell, gosh.
And sorry.
Just bringing down the vibe.
Sorry,
we're only 5 minutes into the episode.
I'm just giving scenarios.
And you can't say you don't like it. Right? If it's an heirloom type of
shit. And maybe
he
reworked it a little bit. He thought, this is my mother's. I reworked it. Mm. And you hate it. You can't say anything.
There's nothing you can say.
Because it has to mean more than its visuals, right?
Yeah. So what would you do before I read the poll? Would you ask to change it? Yes or no?
If it was a new ring, and he had a gift receipt.
Yeah.
And, you know,
30 days return period.
And, you know, we knew the jeweler or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I gently...
I'm asking to change
it. Yeah, I'm gently and really softly approaching it.
Me too.
Really gently.
Me too.
And with remorse.
Me too.
You know, and like care.
Me too.
You know?
Me too. Just purely because like...
It's my ring.
It's mine. And like... I'm going to be looking at this every single day.
It probably will just be a very small change. Like,
Get it that wrong.
No, I might just want the band to be a bit skinnier.
Yeah.
Or I might just want, you know, I don't know, an extra couple diamonds
and
here
or
there.
And I also feel like this is also genuinely why I do believe in going to try rings on. Not that we're at that stage yet, but I can see because I was watching this TikTok last night and she was like, I'd never been to try on engagement rings. So like you think you know what you like based on what you see other people and or based on what the trend is, but actually that might not suit you when you put it on.
Yeah, your little fingers, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like
little
maybe-
Little porky pies.
Yeah, little sausage fingers. So actually, maybe we all need to go and be trying stuff on, you know?
A little chubby stuff.
Because it's like prom dresses.
Yeah.
You've never seen yourself. You know, when you're putting a prom dress on, most of us, I remember wearing a prom dress and thinking, I've never seen myself in a long dress before.
Look like a freak. Yeah.
Floated. I thought, look fucking weird. And that's why you have to go and like try loads on, because it's something new. And we need to have the same attitude about the rings.
It's
anyway.
True. Well, it's like anything. We've all got different finger shapes.
Yeah,
like,
different hands, different nail shapes.
Right. One ring might look really good on Sophia's elongated fingers. But then on my finger, I'm like, oh my God.
It just looks wrong.
It just looks three times shorter, you know?
So the poll.
Yeah. Okay, so what do... So, okay.
I'm happy about this. 65%, 100%, it's getting changed.
It's getting changed, is it?
35%. No, it was his choice for me.
I mean, I would feel bad about it, that's for sure. So me I too. Can relate to you
guys. Especially if they loved it and they were like, this is just so you.
Also, imagine they designed it from, you know, the ground up. You know, they didn't just buy it. They designed worked it. With a jeweler.
Yeah.
And like that would, I'd actually really struggle.
Yeah, I would struggle as well.
But then if I could just do a little tweak, like I don't want to change it completely, you know?
Or do I?
Or do I? But surely if they know you, they're not going to get it.
Oh my God. Right. Hang on. Right. I'm reading some of the things in the inbox. This happened to me and the backlash that I got was insane.
What do you mean? Backlash from who?
People were judging me whether
from
I...
who?
People...
Family?
People were judging me whether I loved him because I didn't like the ring. I went to my sister-in-law's hen do and people I didn't know were asking me questions about it. He took it so personally and things were uncomfortable for a couple of days. I couldn't seem to get across that I'm just fussy and my jewelry, you know, it had nothing to do with my feelings for him. It was just, this is a piece of jewelry that I'm going to wear every day and I don't like it. We went to pick out a second ring together and went for dinner and I finally felt like I had my engagement bubble. On the bright side, when my friend got engaged, her partner took our example, noticed her reaction and was so chill about her wanting to change it.
Okay.
So you felt like you
Oh God, so you met with hostility. Yeah. I couldn't cope with that.
They were really offended.
But I would understand because if I had to buy something really expensive for my future husband.
Because also,
and he didn't like it.
And also you would like to think like they're not just going in one day, seeing something and buying it. Mm. They've been thought out. They've probably asked parents' opinions, you know, they've asked people, they've been going back and forth. This is like likely been a long process. Mm. And for them to be met with, no, it's,
hostility.
My boyfriend overheard me calling it basic.
Basic.
And was devastated. Let's just say I've learned to love it.
So that's a learn to love situation. Listen, okay.
I changed mine. He still chose my new one. He picked five he liked and I chose the one I loved.
Oh, that's
so it's
nice.
Still like he chose it. The first one he picked wasn't even bad. It was just too big and not exactly what I wanted. Yeah. So we just discussed it and he was like, yeah, of course. I want you to love to look at it every day.
That's quite, you know, imagine, he picked out three.
Dump him. He obviously doesn't know you very well.
No, but actually, it would be really disappointing if, like, no care and no thought had gone into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, so say I'd been with my boyfriend for six years, he might
just have gone down the wrong rabbit hole.
Wrong rabbit, I know.
You know, and if he's got a jeweler there that's like, this is beautiful.
This is so in trend
Then he may just be brainwashed by the people around him.
True, but it's like if we've been together for 6 years.
I know.
You know, you've got to, you know, you see what I wear every day. I wear gold every day. You got me a silver band. Do you know what I mean? No.
That's inexcusable. That is not okay.
Because that's not thoughtful. That's,
you don't know me if you're buying me. No.
Haphazard decisions.
Yeah. Someone's put neither. Change the man. I feel like my man should know me well enough to know what jewelry I like. Yeah.
But then some men just are not jewelry inclined.
No, they're like, just going to get it wrong.
They're just like, you know, we'll just never buy jewelry. Yeah. You know, we'll never have like,
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I start them off early with the jewelry buying.
Someone said, give us tips on how you would bring it up that you want to change the ring.
Okay, so let's role play this. Would you like to be, would you like to be the wife in the situation?
Yeah,
the fiancé?
I can be the wife if you want me to be. Okay.
I'll play the role of a understanding husband to start with. And then I'll also do the role of a not understanding husband.
Okay.
Fiancé.
Okay.
Boyfriend.
Right, I'm on the spot. How do we ease into this conversation?
So you start looking at your hand thinking, oh, fucking hell, I hate this disgusting thing.
So I'm going to approach it very gently.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say...
Look, I'm just reading the newspaper on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
We got engaged... Let's say we got engaged on the Friday afternoon.
It's
Friday
Sunday. Evening,
it's Sunday. So you've had 48 hours here.
That I've been staring at this thing.
But I have been asking you, do you love it? Do you love it, babes? Do you love it? And you've been going, oh, it's beautiful. It is. It is beautiful.
Okay.
Because like, obviously you do in the moment, right?
I'm going to say, could you just pop the paper down for a sec?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to pop the paper down. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to you about something.
Eye contact's important. You need to look at
me. It's been on my mind.
If you're deflecting the eye contact, he's going to be thinking, what is up with her?
And
something's been on your mind. Oh my gosh. Talk to me.
I can't believe we're engaged. Wow. Like, this is so surreal. Can you believe it?
I can't
believe we're engaged. Oh my god, I still need to tell so many people. Like, I'm just so excited. It's gonna be amazing. Everyone's so happy for us, aren't they?
They are. They support us and it's great.
But you know, I really want to start us off, you know, our married life. Not that we're there yet, but we will be soon. Just on the best foot. And
is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna come out and say it, because you know, I feel even guilty about saying it, but I just want to be honest, because you know, we're always honest with each other, aren't we?
Of course, we have no secrets. I'll tell you everything.
I feel like this,
it's giving a fair.
Sorry, I'm like, trying to think on the spot.
I feel like I'm in love with your best friend. That's what it's giving.
Yeah, but let me set it up for that, and then he's going to be relieved that it's just about a ring.
Of course, sorry. Back in.
I feel like this ring just isn't me. Isn't as me as it could be.
I'm looking solemn.
Okay. You know, I love it, and the fact that you chose it makes me love it so much. Mm. But there's something about it that just feels like it wasn't meant for me.
Oh, that was really well put, actually. And I go, oh, well, me and David, you know, we did work 100 hours on this design. 100 hours.
I know you did.
David was in the kiln.
I know you did. And I love it. And
sending me update
photos.
And
I know that, you know, it's about what it represents, mm-hmm. not about what it is. Mm-hmm. But you know me.
You're a perfectionist.
I'm a perfectionist.
And you know, I signed up for it. I married you. I'm marrying you. I know what you like with the laundry.
And you know, there's just something in me that, you know, maybe I don't even want to change it, but I feel like, you know, I'm kind of curious about trying some other rings on, just so I can really feel like this mm-hmm. is the one. Because I feel a bit...
Well, luckily, darling, I have a...
actually got 5 more in the vault.
I have a gift receipt, and we can go and visit David next week.
I would love that.
And we can try on some of the designs.
Yeah, I would love that.
And see what fits.
Yeah,
fits
and who knows, this may be the one that I come back to.
Yes.
But I feel like I just need to explore what's out there a bit more.
I want you to be happy.
And I want you to be happy too. Yeah.
And there you go. We hug it out.
We hug it out.
He's got a great relationship with the jeweler. It's fine. Yeah. We're going to go see David.
Yeah,
get it
take
sorted
two.
Out.
Let's go.
Okay, take two. Oh, storms out the room. And you're like, I worked 100 hours on this with David. You know, so you could change the tone of it, right? I drew this on my iPad.
It's all about the delivery.
Do you want to see the original design?
I know. I love it. Please calm down.
It's beautiful. It's gold. You're wearing gold bracelets right now and gold earrings.
Please take a breath. The last thing I want to do is upset
a breath.
You. And I know that it's about more than that, but...
Ugh, storms out. Storms out, huffing, puffing,
it's
huffing,
tricky.
Puffing. Phones his mother up.
Oh.
She hates it. Effing and blinding.
This is a nightmare.
Blinding.
Just give it back.
Effing and blinding. He's like, give it back to me.
Then I don't want to marry. I'm not marrying that man.
That's not the man I'm marrying.
That's
a very extreme scenario. Yeah. And that's not going to happen.
I think, look, you could expect to be met with...
Sadness.
Disappointment. Trying to make you feel a bit guilty, maybe. A bit of like, oh, bits feeling sorry for themselves. But at the end of the day, it will be a blip. And there's bigger things to worry about. Come on.
It should just be a bit of disappointment. And of course, we can return it. What if they bought it without a gift receipt or whatever?
Surely there's an exchange.
Surely not. If they're like, well, we can't return it. Okay, well, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem. Yeah. You better get on eBay, get people bidding on it, and flog it.
And then we can
get back to David and find a new one.
Yeah, but that is tricky.
It's tricky, but as long as you approach it with kindness,
this is why,
then it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you can do.
At the end of the day, if I bought something for my boyfriend for his birthday,
yeah,
and genuinely didn't like it, and I spent a couple hundred quid on it,
yeah,
I'd rather him change
it
than it sit in the wardrobe and never be worn. Because then I'd be more disappointed that he's not actually wearing the thing that I've bought.
Because the money's being spent either way.
Exactly.
And you're either gonna love the way it's spent or not like it.
Exactly.
And I'd rather you love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Phew. Right.
I did my throat in.
Dilemma?
Yes, please.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
God, listen to this, folks. Who are these people? My secret multimillionaire man.
I mean, there's worse problems
than this. You wouldn't have a problem with your ring choice, that's for sure.
Oh.
Hey, girlies, buckle up. This is a long one.
Buckle.
So around 3 months ago, I was minding my own business at the spa, which I go to weekly.
That must be nice.
And sitting across from me was a handsome silver fox who I'd never laid my eyes on before. I sat with my sunglasses on, enjoying the sunshine, and didn't engage with him at all.
Nice.
After 5 minutes or so, this mysterious man swam across the pool towards me.
Ooh, breaststroke. Breaststroke and eye contact.
If someone was swimming towards me.
No, I'd be...
Fucking get out.
Fucking hell. Don't come near me in the pool. For all I know, you've pissed in this pool.
Do not swim towards me.
He's pissing as he's swimming and just wafting his piss over to you and trying to stare into your eyes, but you've got sunglasses on.
Don't fucking swim towards me.
No.
We exchanged pleasantries, such as how long we've been members at the spa, what we did for work. This conversation rolled from one subject to the next, and we ended up speaking for around 45 minutes.
Sounds like a good talker.
He was a gentle and wise man. He made me feel very much at ease and seemed instantly interested in me and my life. Towards the also spa, gym, leisure center, great place to meet people
for sure. And also you share that
common interest,
I guess.
Yeah,
you live nearby.
Yeah,
you're locals.
Towards the end of the conversation, he asked me for my number for work purposes. He explained that he was looking for a new PA. And he suggested that I would be a great fit. Through sheer shock, having never experienced a man being so forward, we exchanged numbers. And as I left the spa, he messaged instantly.
Ooh.
The conversation that evening was great. We got to know each other more. And then finally, he asked me when I was free to see him.
An interview or for a date?
Not sure. The messages weren't at all work related, right, but a little flirtatious. I asked to know whether this was to get to know me on a personal level or professionally. He went on to explain that although there was quite an age gap, he felt that we really clicked and would love to take me out to get to know me more. Mm. He was very forthcoming with letting me know that if I didn't want to go out with him because of the age gap, he completely understood. Mm. I called my bestie to see what she thought. She wasn't keen on the idea as she was skeptical on the age gap and what his intentions truly were. Mm-hmm. She also was very hesitant as around 10 months previous to this, I had come out of an 8-year relationship.
Okay. But
which crushed me. Okay. Right. I tried to hold back from messaging him and seeming too overly interested. Mm-hmm. However, he called, messaged, and just made me feel great. As the days went on, my bestie gave me her blessing, but laid down the law that this needed to be done safely. Find my friends, have a backup plan, public places, etc. So I gave Brian the go-ahead that we could go out and that I was free the Saturday coming. He told me that he would make the plans and would let me know what time to be ready for.
I tell you
A man who knows how to date.
You know, a silver fox with all those years behind him. He knows how to wine
and dine. I could easily be whisked away by that.
Oh, absolutely. He knows exactly how to wine and dine.
He knows how to treat a lady, you know? As Saturday came around, I was nervous but also very excited. I live in a large apartment block, so felt comfortable mm-hmm. giving him an area address to pick yes, me up from. Okay. Right, okay, it's a huge building. Yeah, yeah. You can pick me up from the lobby. Yeah. Yeah. As 7:30 came around, Brian arrived. I walked downstairs and there he was.
Bouquet flowers?
Stood next to his Rolls Royce. That selfie in the seats with the RO and the headrest. When I first met Brian and we spoke about jobs, he did mention what he did for work, but money never really came up.
Right.
And that was a detail that I'd overlooked. Brian took me to the most beautiful and luxurious hotel bar for drinks, and we spent hours and hours getting to know each other.
Ooh.
I loved spending time with Brian, but I was still very skeptical because of this age gap.
Yeah.
We talked about family, career, what I dreamed to do in the coming years, what my, like, you know, 5-year plan, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it was the best date I'd ever been on.
Listen, I mean, wow. It's sounding meant to be. I don't know about you.
As the night came to an end, Brian was very respectful, kiss on the cheek, and said goodnight. From there, we spent the next few weeks going on more dates, getting to know each other, FaceTiming. From that evening, it moved very quickly, but he made me feel very safe, a great communicator, which is a non-negotiable for me. Dinner, more drinks, days out in London. The weird thing was he always picked me up in a different car. Fucking hell. Different car for every day of the week.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's matching his tie to his car and his socks.
The interior.
And his boxers.
Also, like, what, you must have a big house because you need a big driveway.
Yeah.
God.
I'm picturing a big old grey moustache.
So am I. So am I.
A grey little coif.
So am I. Okay.
What are those called?
Spectacle.
A spectacle.
Where am I? I've lost my place. Penny Farthing. His watch that's on a
sound gentleman.
What are the watches that are on it?
That's honest to God what I've been picturing this whole time. When he's looking at that, he's got Penny Farthing in his, and he's got braces on. And then when he's looking at the menu in the bar, he's getting out his little monocle.
Oh, that's called a monocle.
And then he's, what's the time? Pulls out his. Then he opens it up. Oh, it's 9:15. Pops it back in his little pocket. And he's got a handkerchief here.
Oh, God.
You've got a little snot handkerchief.
M'lady.
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 And M'lady will have a porn star. M'lady. Lovely vibes. And if that is attractive to you, then that is gorgeous. And
I was picturing
it's
like
a great skill to write Penny Farthing.
I was picturing,
you know, like, how hard they are, you know, how tall they are. They've, you know,
a lot of time to crack
the stability in his old frame.
So true.
It's unreal.
Well, I was picturing like muscly, hunky, tattooed, silver-headed man.
Okay, I see. More of a muscle man.
Yeah.
I was seeing more of a traditional
Like, have
man.
You seen that guy on TikTok that sells the planes?
Planes? No, I haven't.
Yeah, I'm picturing him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Attractive nonetheless.
Yeah. Okay, so days out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So it's a new
the
car
weird thing was,
every day.
Different car every day of the week. At the beginning, I never questioned it until one day the words, so how many cars do you actually have? Came blurting
Here
out.
Here we go.
To which he... Oh my fucking God. To which he calmly replied, 16.
16? Jesus Christ, Mr. Penny Farthing.
What? From there, we had a very...
35.
54.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell, fix your garage. Ooh.
Bloody hell.
16. Actually, deep bow. He's living in a castle. He's living in Salt Bay.
Wow. From there, we had a very open, honest conversation about his career.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons.
So, how much money would you be willing to give me per month?
So what's a monthly budget that I could be getting?
I'm thinking at least £30,000 to £50,000 a month.
For obvious reasons.
For my allowance?
For my lifestyle?
For my upkeep.
For obvious reasons, he had failed to mention that he was in fact a multi-millionaire.
Nice.
This, of course, didn't change anything for me.
Of course.
Of course.
It didn't, no.
But it also did. I'm a 27-year-old woman. I do own my own place. But other than that, I'm not really bringing much to the table at this point.
I'm sure you are.
So the saga continued. We saw each other a few more times. Things had started to get serious. Also, I bet your ex is absolutely crying.
L-O-V-E.
We talked about weekends away.
Yes, we did.
His place in Mallorca. Mallorca.
Yes.
Traveling on his yacht in the spring.
On his yacht!
Oh, private planes. Me. It all felt like a whirlwind of a dream.
PJ.
So my issue lies here.
What's the issue?
There's no issue. Just get it on there. I love spending time with Brian. However, I am somebody who's looking for a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. He's been very open with me in telling me that he loves my company. Mm-hmm. So whatever that consists of, he will gracefully take. I don't want to lead.
Small fee?
Brian. Just for a small monthly fee. I don't want to lead Brian on because he's just so respectful and lovely. Mm-hmm. However, am I setting myself up for failure by getting into a more serious situationship, if you will, with an older man, which could hinder me from meeting the man of my dreams?
Right.
I don't want to hurt him X amount of months down the line. Mm-hmm. My current life situation is very different to his, but I do love spending time with him and he just feels good for my soul. Tell me what to do. Just enjoy it. All right.
Yeah.
Not many of us get this chance.
Wait, so she's 20.
Take one for the team and just go have a good time.
Right.
And get some nice holidays. Valentine's Day's coming up. Try and get your birthday in there. Have fun. Like, you're 27. Have a bit of fun.
Ever.
You've come out of an 8-year relationship. Mm-hmm. Last time you were single, you were what, 19? Mm-hmm. 20? Mm-hmm. Like, I think go and have a good time. I think you like his company. It's going to be a good story to tell. I think as long as you're aware that, okay, this might not be my husband who I'm going to have a family with and have kids with, if that's what you want. This mm-hmm. might not be that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, have fun.
100%.
What are the chances?
And I think I can be like that too and overthink situations a
bit.
But the facts are, seriously, you've just genuinely clicked with this man.
When he swam over.
Yeah. You know, that breaststroke did something to you.
Yeah.
He's genuinely nice. I feel like hopefully you've got a good judge of character, right? And you're actually like having a great time with this guy.
Yeah.
And you just said he's good for your soul. Are you joking?
That
to me honestly feels like he could be the one. And it's just not what you've ever dreamed or expected.
Or thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you know, I'm not thinking I'm going to end up with a 60-year-old man. But, you know, the world works in wondrous ways.
Mm.
You know, and it's hard to sometimes realize, oh my God, no, this is actually perfect for me. And this might be that situation.
Mm.
But
or it's just going to be a bit fun.
Or it's just going to be a summer fun. But also, ask it, has he already got kids? I think there are some more questions that you do need to ask. Because like,
maybe she has, she's just not included maybe, it in the email.
Because I want to assume he's got a couple kids. Do you? Or he's
possibly,
not.
Yeah.
And do you want kids? Ask him if he wants kids.
Mm.
You can definitely do an age gap relationship. Just be aware that.
Yeah, like how old is he?
Yeah, I know.
You're 27. Old? I'm thinking maybe he's.
I think he's 60.
I think he's 60.
Or 50.
Because to be a silver fox.
To be full. My dad's not full silver.
My dad's not grey and he's 50.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know.
My dad's just greying around the sides. But people grey earlier,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking he's 50s, 60s.
Same. So that's what, 20 years?
I think have a bit of fun.
Me too.
I think, who gets to do this? Not me.
Also, like, he's not giving you red flags.
No.
I can't get over that last line saying that your soul feels, what was it? Sorry, Carl.
Good for my soul.
Good for my soul. Are you joking? That sounds perfect.
Yeah. I think just enjoy it. Like, don't overthink it. Don't try and, like, think about the future too much because you can't predict the future.
No.
You don't know what's going to happen with this guy.
And you're still young.
You might meet someone next time you go to the gym and he could sweep you off your feet and this might just fizzle out. Like, you don't have to overthink it before it's real. I think just take it for what it is. You've met a guy, you're having some fun, you've come out of a long-term relationship. Mm. And enjoy. And maybe, you know, you could say to yourself, if you are conscious that you want to meet someone and settle down and this guy is not that one, then you could just end it now, or you could say like, okay, I'm just going to enjoy this for a couple more months and then I'm going to, I don't know. But I just think like sometimes we take life too seriously and this just sounds like a bit of fun. And you've been in that long-term relationship for 8 years.
Ooh.
You're now single. You're not being single even for a year yet. And what are the chances?
And this is a healthy situation.
This is hilarious. This is a brilliant story to tell. And he sounds like a nice guy. And like,
and also it sounds like you two could have a future. Like, I don't think it's crazy for you two to maybe have have an actual
future together. I
don't think
she wants that though.
I know. Well, maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. I feel like she doesn't know yet. And like, because you're a bit scared of the age.
Mm.
But I feel like that's all conversations to be had. And then, you know, a decision can be made.
Yeah.
You know?
I think have some fun.
I think this is just lovely.
I think have a bit of fun.
Bit of a PJ, bit of Mallorca in the summer, bit of a yacht.
Yeah, baby.
Couple gifts here and there. Bit of shopping in Saint-Tropez. I would love to have seen a picture of him.
Same.
I would have shrieked this whole building Same. Down if I saw a picture of him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Paralyzing every pore, oh, you feel it taking over you.
Okay, here we go.
Back to reality.
Right, this is taking us back to reality for us all. So, our Sarah, our good old Sarah here, she has developed feelings for her one-night stand, Sophia.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
And it happens... And we all say it's not going to happen. We all say, oh, it's just a bit of fun, this. You know, just a bit of fun. Mm. And then 3 months down the line, you're in love.
I'm driving that Rolls Royce and I can't get out.
Right, so firstly, I want to say how much I love your podcast so much. That is so nice. Aww, I play it for my clients when I'm working so they can listen to it and they love it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, clients.
Hey, clients. Hope the lashes are going well or the nails.
You're looking gorge.
Looking gorge. So I'm reaching out to you guys today as I feel like I need someone to seriously advise me and not feed into my delusions like some of my friends tend to do. Okay, this
okay,
is serious.
We're going to be brutal.
I'm going to take a sip You've asked of for it. Water for this.
Here okay. we go.
I'm in need of a fresh perspective.
Okay.
As I worry, I'm also boring my friends when I speak about this whole messy situation.
Mm. We could never be bored. We'll talk about the same thing.
Oh, fucking
hours and hours and hours and hours.
We can talk about the same thing every day.
Again, new piece of information.
Yeah.
Again.
We'll reassess the from the start to the end. Again.
We'll talk it through.
There's someone new. Listen to this. We'll tell you it from the start to the end.
Yeah. And we'll dramatize it every single time.
Absolutely. I love to go out drinking and clubbing all the time. And with clubbing, as a single girl, you can imagine we don't always leave room for Jesus on the dance floor.
Judas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
As you should. In my
Jesus
life,
wants you to have a good time.
He really does. Jesus wants us all to just love. And
Jesus was drinking wine.
Jesus said, here's water. Have some fucking wine.
Yeah, let's do the water. Yeah. He wants that. Let's get
Absolutely.
Drunk, baby.
We love Jesus. Okay. So obviously we're not always leaving room for Jesus on the dance floor.
Mm.
In my life, I have kissed many 6 out of 10s, which is shameful, but it's also a canon event. So I guess you could say it can be justified. Of course it can be justified.
Of course it can be justified.
Listen, a couple of tequila shops, everyone's judgment is lapsed.
And everyone is suddenly more attractive.
Yeah, and we're all locking lips.
Yeah.
Okay. I met this guy on a random night out. I went out with my friends. There's 4 of us. On a costume-themed club night. Ooh,
oh, that's
fun.
Masquerade ball.
We did one, didn't we?
Did we?
A costume-themed night. It wasn't even Halloween, remember?
No, not at all.
Yes,
what?
Remember. What's the name's birthday?
Ah, yes, I do remember that. Mean Girls.
Yes, we went as Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Very fitting.
That. Very
for
fitting.
The new Mean Girls,
the new
the
movie.
Film. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're ahead of the time. I was not feeling myself this night, however, as I was dressed like a male for the costume. I wasn't feeling myself. I was actually dressed up, you know, as the Grinch. You know, I wasn't feeling my sexy
tell
usual
me about
self.
It. I've been there. Tell me about it.
Yeah. The facial prosthetics was a bit restrictive, but nonetheless, I had a great time and a great night. So my hunting eyes for the men were switched off.
Yeah.
You know, they might not look at you and...
You're having a silly night. You're not
having a silly, goofy, funny night.
You're not having a feeling myself, latex dress, let's go.
That's why it's going to be so meant
that's
to be.
That's why it's going to be the best night
because the fact
life.
That he snugged you as the Grinch is like really something, isn't it though? He's seeing beyond. Yeah. He's looking into your soul.
Yeah, that's really something.
You know,
you got
really...
a one night stand after being dressed up as a boy.
It's bloody brilliant, I think. You've got a mustache
that's
on.
Fantastic.
You've got a mustache on and a buzz cut and he snogged you. This is incredible. Brilliant.
This is brilliant. You must have a fantastic body underneath that.
Yeah, he saw that
ass. He saw that little waist and he thought, woof.
Okay. Or you just flashed him a beautiful smile and he thought there's a beautiful looking girl underneath all that.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I awkwardly stood with my friends whilst they stuck their tongues down all the men's throat within 18 centimetres reach of them. I was so unfazed with pulling men as I knew I was more likely to attract women in this outfit. So you're just thinking, look, tonight's not my night to pull. I'm taking a step back. I'm just going to sip my drink. Watch me ladies. Have a good time. My ladies are having a great old time. Have a little snoggy snog.
If it's costume, there's going to be sexy fucking costumes there, isn't
right.
there? Sexy nurses.
Yes.
Sexy, like, there's going to be sex. And you're thinking, tonight's not my night.
Look, tonight's my night for F-U-N.
Yeah.
You know, F-U-N. Just wholesome F-U-N. And wingmanning.
WKDs and F-U-N.
Yeah, and just wingmanning miladies.
Miladies. Yeah, okay.
Miladies.
Wait, this is so meant to be then.
Right.
I love this story.
The night progressed and it became more and more painful to watch my friends dance and kiss. Solid 3 out of 10s. Wow, the bar was low, okay.
Slim pickings in Oceania on that night.
My eyes began to wander. So you're getting a little fed up.
Yeah.
You're thinking, look, ladies, m'ladies. M'ladies. They're 3 out of 10s. I'm stood here on my own and dressed up as a man. Come and have some fun with your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so naturally, my eyes began to wander. And that was when I locked eyes with him. It's all in the eyes.
The eyes are the window to the soul.
They really are. It was all in the eyes. He was already looking at me.
Oh my God, don't, guys, don't.
Maybe he recognized her.
Yeah.
From Instagram or something. Is that fit girl?
That can't be Sarah, can it?
That can't be.
Is that Sarah?
Right, maybe.
Oi, Jake, do you think that's Sarah?
Do you think that's surely not? I'm picturing like her in a big baggy suit. And a moustache and a beard and like a buzz cut.
Maybe a fat belly.
Yeah, and a big fat belly and just like big old boat shoes.
And a briefcase.
Yeah, Mr. Bean vibes. That's it. Exactly what I'm picturing, Mr. Bean vibes.
Same. And a bowl cap.
But he was already looking at me.
Wow.
I quickly smiled and looked away. I'd be like, don't look at me.
Bump into me tomorrow instead.
Right, tonight is not my
tonight
night.
Tonight is not the night.
Wow. He was already looking at me. I quickly smiled and looked away, but I noticed in the corner of my eye, his friend and him began to walk towards me. I couldn't take this, to be honest. I'd have to knock my drink back.
I'd say fuck off, boys.
Maybe they think you're one of them.
One of the lads.
It's one of the lads from rugby. Oi, Brian, look at it. Is that Ethan from rugby?
Start walking towards you.
They were
on the dance floor.
All right, get this. They were dressed in the same costume as me.
Oh!
What costume is this then?
Oh, this is really fun then.
This is, that's funny.
Okay. You're in the same costume.
Yeah.
Same humour.
Yeah.
What costume are you in then?
What costume are you in? What is a classic, like, boy dress-up?
Superhero.
A policeman.
A prison outfit, the orange jumpsuits.
Yeah, an orange, yes, could have
policeman.
Done that.
Policeman, but not that you would need to be a boy. You could be a girl for all of those.
Yeah. He came up to me and said he recognized me from somewhere. I knew it. but couldn't figure out where. Yeah, because I got a moustache on. I should hope you're not going to recognise me right now. I've got a moustache on and a beard and a buzz cut.
Hope so.
I should fucking, like, fuck. Oh, do you recognise me? Absolutely not.
You don't recognise me right now.
My stupid delusional self didn't know this was a trick that men like to play when they have absolutely no game or trust. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a line, isn't it?
Yes,
I recognise you. I remember we had that once in Manchester. First night out in Manchester, this guy said, I've seen you around here a lot. I said, sir, I've never been here in my life.
Sir, I'll stop you right there.
I've never been in this city before. Yeah, it's a line.
Fast forward, we danced and kissed.
What?
And I found him so attractive.
So you two on the dance floor, same costume, yeah. Kissing.
Oh, but that's cute. You look like a ready-made couple.
Yeah, that's cute.
Couple costume vibes.
Wow.
This was rare for me to actually be attracted to someone I got with.
Right.
Okay. So you're thinking, this guy is fit. Oh, yeah. No.
I want to impress him.
Yep. His friend was standing next to him awkwardly. So he asked me if I had a friend for him.
Just watching you guys kiss.
Two of the girls were in the smoking area. And I was only with one of them at this point who was dancing with a man.
Okay, right.
When my friends came back from the smoking area, I asked her if she was interested and she said no, but then proceeded to kiss him as she felt she was doing me a favor because I did really fancy his friend.
Yeah, she helped you out there.
Yeah, it's like,
thanks,
take
Sarah.
Him
take
off
one
my
for
hands,
the team.
Please.
Give him a snog.
He's just lingering. She then realized how much she didn't find him attractive, so walked off to her other friend nearby.
Okay.
The boy I was with then made a sly joke saying we would have to have a threesome. Because his friend couldn't find someone.
We're all
someone.
In the same costume.
Oh, good one. Okay, funny joke. Okay.
Okay.
Bear in mind, how about he just goes home?
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah. But already he's instigating, we're going to have sex tonight. He's saying we're going to have a threesome. Didn't realise a twosome was on the table, sir.
Right. Bear in mind, I was not a bit attracted to his friend, so I laughed it off as a joke. I'm sure it was just a joke.
Yeah.
He then proceeded to make more comments about this threesome. Bloody
Wait,
hell.
What?
Okay.
What?
No.
Wow.
No. Until I realised he was actually being serious.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Oh, no.
He really wants to sleep with his mate.
He wants to see his... Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, but you know what I mean? What, really?
Yeah. No, but maybe that's just what they do. Some boys and their friends just do that. They enjoy it.
Yeah.
Take turns. I don't know.
Ooh, okay.
Me being drunk and stupid, I walked over to his friend and started kissing him. To see if I was in any way attracted to him. Okay, so you were trying to see if you wanted to explore this threesome vibe.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's tick it off the bucket list.
I quickly realized I wasn't.
Okay.
But I was so invested in this other guy that I decided I would have the threesome for the sake of being the one I fancied.
Being what? The one I fancied. Wow.
Wow.
So he was dead serious. If you can't find someone for my friend, we're going to have a threesome tonight. I thought that was just a joke.
And you took that seriously and said, all right then, babes.
Let's fucking go.
All right.
Taxi for three.
Absolutely. Look, as long as you were willing, absolutely, let's do it. We left shortly after and they came to my flat.
Oh my God. We began
to have this threesome, but I was not at all into it. I was sobering up and they were both really drunk. Guy number two, the one I didn't fancy, was so drunk, he ended up falling off the bed shortly.
Fuck him off. Just
honestly,
him
he
out.
Needs to go home, this guy. He ended up falling off the bed shortly into the into the threesome. So I continued to have sex with the guy number one, who I fancied.
The one you actually wanted to sleep with, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite convenient then that he just fell asleep.
Yeah. I also never had sex with guy number two, but we just began to do sexual acts together, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It does, thank you.
Thanks for the details.
Guy number two ended up leaving after about 15 minutes because he was so drunk, and guy number one stayed the night.
Nice, because okay? Guy number one is the one that you
result,
like.
Result. We had the best sex, and I was so, so attracted to him. It was the best night ever.
Wow.
Everything felt perfect.
Wow.
He was saying and doing all the right things to me, even after having sex. Playing with my hair, stroking my skin,
ooh.
Kissing my forehead.
Ooh.
It felt like a rom-com.
Yeah.
I struggled to sleep that night.
Fucking adrenaline's pounding through
you. Well, it's very hard to have a good night's rest.
Yeah. No one's having a good night rest when they're sleeping next to a boy that's new.
A fresh old boy.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Because of the adrenaline. I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
Of what had happened. This was the first guy I'd slept with for a while. So I think I was nervous him being in my bed.
Yeah, yeah.
At least you were in your space.
Yeah, it's nice that you were at home comforts.
Yeah. In the morning, he was so nice to me and stayed for a few hours.
Wow.
He said he hoped I would give him fast replies and made me even put his phone number in his phone because he was so adamant that he wanted to see me again.
God. Nice.
Nice vibes.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that you stayed for a few hours.
It shows that he actually genuinely likes you.
Yeah. Had a bit of breakfast together. It's nice.
Oh, throwing berries in each other's mouths.
Yeah. Squirting cream.
Syrup, darling. Would you like some syrup on your pancakes? Yeah, gorgeous. When he left, I told him to remember his costume accessory.
Oh, yeah.
But he forgot it. And I started to think that he did it intentionally so that he had an excuse to come back to
see me. A Cinderella move.
Absolutely. Mm. Of course he did it like that. Yep. But now I laugh at that thought.
Right.
Okay. When he left, he said he would message me. And he did about an hour later.
Pretty quick. I love that.
I told him.
Can't stop thinking about last night.
Love it. Oh, wow. Wasn't that wild?
Yeah, that was so crazy. When can I see you again?
Right, love it. I told him that he had left his accessory at mine and he didn't reply for a while, which is fine. I just assumed he was busy.
Yeah.
But he did actually end up never replying to my text ever and airing it days later. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Reality strikes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. That hit you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, you know, it was a hair stroking in the forehead because you're thinking, oh my God. He only does this with me. Does it do this to anyone else?
Yeah, this is the first time he's ever done this. Yeah.
He must have never kissed anyone's forehead before. I must, you know, my hair must be silky smooth.
Yeah,
you
the
know?
Pheromones. I must be just.
Yeah, oh. He just sniffs your scalp. It's like,
oh, okay. Right. Okay.
I back was so to life. Back to reality. Oh, I was so torn. I fancied him so much.
Oh.
He did and said all these things to me, which completely gave me the wrong idea. Listen, they'd be doing that.
They're smart. They'd be doing that. They go to special training. They learn how
to
do these
things.
They
know what to do.
Yeah, they
know
what
to like
them. And
they
know what to say.
He knew exactly what, oh, I'm going to message you, la, la, la.
They're not fit.
Put your number in my phone.
Yeah.
I want to see you again.
It's called charm. He's got charm.
It's called charisma.
Yeah.
And yeah, charm.
Yeah.
It's called, what's it called?
Where's the triple C's. Charm, charisma.
The triple C. Charm, charisma, and... Come on, it should just roll off the charm.
I know.
The triple C. The charm, charisma.
He's got the three C's. The charm, the charisma, and the... capabilities.
Yeah, he's got the capability to know exactly how to manipulate the situation.
Yeah.
But in his favor, right? Mm. I was so torn. I fancied him so much. He did and said all these things to me, which completely gave me the wrong idea. I understand one night stands are called one night stands for a reason, but why did he feel the need to say and do all these things? Listen.
Yeah, that'll like keep you up at night.
Kissing my forehead and telling me he wanted to see me again to then ghost me. Oh,
yeah. Whoa.
We've been there before. It is what it is. As good as it gets.
Yeah, because you're thinking the whole time, you didn't have to say that.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't make you say
because
that.
Because I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. That's the thing. Girls, we think, well, I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean
this
it.
This is the difference between men
and
women.
There we go, Sophia.
Women will say stuff that they mean.
Generally speaking.
Generally speaking. They will think about what they're going to say before they say it. You know, it will be a big
ponder
thing
the thought.
For them to say that. Whereas for men... they don't remember what they've said. They're not hanging on to the words that we've said.
He doesn't even remember he kissed your forehead.
They're not going home and remembering all the words that you said to them and analysing them and breaking it down. They're just saying in the moment what they know is going to get a good response out of you.
Especially in the beginning.
And that's what it is. Whereas women, we're more like taking what they say as gospel.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, he said that. He wouldn't say that if he didn't mean it. Yes, he would. We think differently.
I once had a man tell me that he wanted to marry me.
And you were going to be the mother of his kids.
I believed it.
We all believe it. We all believe it because
I wasn't even his girlfriend.
Because we want to believe
it. Yeah, and we love love, hey?
We love love. We want to believe it. And we think like, well, I didn't pressure him into saying right. that.
I didn't
lead him down a road of questions that made him say that.
Yeah.
He didn't have to say that. Right. He said that off his own accord. Just so by it looking must at be me, true.
He looked in my eyes.
Yeah. But it's not. That's a really, I remember when we grasped that.
Yes.
And we were like, oh.
It was definitely a learning
We didn't
experience.
Learn that lesson for a long time.
No, we didn't. It's definitely a learning experience, that's for sure.
Because it just doesn't make sense to us in our heads.
No.
And it's like, why mm-hmm. would you say that? You didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, I didn't say it. Yeah, I didn't say it. And then you agreed with
no,
me.
No. You said it.
And I just smiled.
Yeah.
And giggled.
Yeah.
Right?
And logged it.
And so I'm thinking, oh my God, he wants to at least take me on a nice date.
Yeah.
No, ghost. And then also you were thinking, oh, we definitely left his costume here so we could come back.
Mm.
Yeah, he never even responded when I said your costume's here.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, oh, right, okay, so, right.
Yeah.
I struggled with this for a few weeks after and even struggled to eat.
Oh, being there.
After that, and was in a conflicting argument with myself that I would either be completely sworn off men or I would just go feral to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can really knock your confidence.
It can.
Because you're thinking... We shouldn't think like this, but it's like, what's wrong with me?
What's changed? You can't help but look inwards,
yeah.
right? And you're thinking like, did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
What happened?
Was it me?
What did I, yeah. I would be completely self-critical yeah. in that moment. And I would just start thinking, well, it's obviously something I did.
But the reality is it's nothing to do with you. It's everything to do with them.
Yeah.
They probably really liked you. They probably did have a good time.
Yeah.
But they're just twats. Yeah. I don't know. There's no other explanation.
And they gave all these sweet nothings.
For no reason.
They couldn't live up to that.
Yes.
They couldn't follow through.
He could never.
No.
He could never. And you deserve a guy who's going to say those things and then follow through.
It.
So it should be like, okay, well, fuck you then. It should be that attitude.
Mm.
And that took us a long time to grasp also.
Yeah, yeah.
Being
very,
like, okay,
very
well,
time.
Fuck off then. Mm. Not like yearning for them back.
Yeah.
You know? And that is a hard switch to make.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's changing that, that's tough for anyone.
It's changing your attitude towards a situation. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And you have to really back yourself.
Yeah.
And that is also hard. And that takes a lot of time and a lot of work.
But when you fancy someone and you like them, there's a bit of chemistry. They're flirting with you.
And she's thinking, this is too good to be true.
Yeah.
And then it was.
Yeah.
That's a shower. Right?
It's gonna Okay, so okay. You had a one night stand, you've been thinking about him a lot since, you really fancy him. You've got a big crush on this guy.
Yeah, and she just said, I just couldn't understand why I couldn't stop thinking about him.
Mm.
About a month later, I ended up seeing him and his friend from the threesome at an event.
Event.
I spotted them a uni event,
unisocial,
the tennis social,
sport social.
I spotted them in the corner of my eye, but didn't even attempt to make any eye contact as I was still upset. I didn't even think he deserved my attention. Absolutely, that's
too right.
That's the attitude.
Milady.
They both stared at me through the night.
Stop looking at me.
Like, actually, fuck off.
Stop looking at me.
Fuck off. Yeah. Stared at me throughout the night, and I mentioned it to one of the girls I was with. I didn't know her very well, but just filled her in on the situation.
Yeah.
She then told me she had also kissed this man.
Oh.
And we later figured out that it was on the same night I had the threesome, and I was fuming. So now you're realizing, okay, they were just on a mission that night.
Mm.
I meant nothing to him, you know? Nothing came from that night, but 2 weeks later, I was sat watching a movie when I looked at my phone and saw he was typing.
I can feel that in my stomach.
It drops.
I can feel that.
To the arsehole, right?
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Yeah, I bet you were.
This was the first contact we had for 2 months. He had messaged me and asked why I didn't match him on Tinder. Fuck off. You ignored my whole message, babes.
Wow.
But he's thinking about you. It's good because you never reached out again, which is good.
You didn't chase.
But then what did I say the other day? They always come back to check if you were to check if you're stupid enough to go there a second time. Listen, it's not always like that, but
More often than not it is.
Right. I didn't even know he had matched me on Tinder. We then had a conversation over text and he kept asking when he was going to see me and then asked if he could come over and see me right... No. Come over and see me right in that moment. Babes, I don't know who you think you are, but you can take me on a date. I was trying to be strong. So I said that I wasn't free for a while.
Good for you.
Strength
for you.
Strength.
That must have taken...
He still tried to persuade me, which was a good sign, but then the conversation ended. The next day I got...
So that was a booty call.
Right. So he is thinking about you, but... Yeah.
But is it just like, she'll reply?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm in the mood. She'll reply.
The next day I got really drunk and I caved. I built up the courage to message him and ask what he was doing that night. And he replied straight away saying he was going out. I was also going out.
It's a good feeling though, isn't it?
It's the best feeling
it's
ever.
It's a good feeling.
Oh, where are you going to be? Me fucking too. Let's rally the girls. Let's go.
Let's go.
Shots.
Yeah, there's no better night than that.
Miss the days, eh?
Miss the days.
Fucking hell.
God.
Guess who's going to be there tonight? Yeah. Let's rally the troops. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
I told myself if I could just see him as only sex, then it would be fine.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So you're thinking, look, we had that really great night. We were compatible sexually.
Yeah, yeah.
And we both had a great, pleasurable time. If we can keep it to just that, then this is a great old deal.
Mm.
Okay, so
but you've been thinking about it for 2 months.
I know. The reality,
it's not just that, is it?
The reality of not catching the feelings is, okay, but you're saying, like, if I could just keep it to sex, then it'll be fine. I could keep my emotions to one side. We all say that, don't we?
We all say it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but you listen, we've all been there. Later on in the night, after getting back from the club, he ended up coming over and we had incredible sex again. I confronted him and that's why he didn't message me. Yes.
Good for you, girl.
After that first time, but he claimed that he thought I had ghosted him.
Oh, fuck off.
Don't try.
Bullshit.
She said, lies, .. Yeah, don't try and twist the table
on me.
No, I know what you did.
Yeah. And you know what you did.
Oh my God, we have pictures. Not yet. The conversation ended once again, though, by him ghosting my message.
Oh, fuck off.
Of me saying happy birthday because I noticed the Snapchat cake emoji next to his name. But him airing me felt like he was just checking to see if I was still an option for him that was available. Yeah, that's his final straw now.
Yeah, that's it now.
His final chance. A ghost, a second ghost. Also, no. after you've pulled him up on the situation of the first situation of ghosting, right?
Mm.
I slept with someone else a week later, but I still can't stop thinking about him. I don't even know if I like him or if it's just an obsession. It do be like that, you know, because...
You don't even like him that much. You just want him to like you.
It's like, why don't you want me?
Yeah.
Been there.
If he did really want you and was there, you'd probably be over him by now and you'd be sacking him off.
You wouldn't be as obsessed, you wouldn't.
No, it's only because he's not giving you that attention.
That we all want and desire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Fuck. God, he's good at his own game.
Mm.
So I don't even know if I like him or if it's an obsession, but I want him to be mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I understand. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like him. I want him to be obsessed with me. I want him to be mine. Yeah.
He must be mine.
I don't know if I will see him again, but I think it's part of the excitement not knowing. You know what? You're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
I want to tell him how I can't stop thinking about it.
No! Don't you dare.
But I'm so terrified of the rejection. Yeah. Don't tell him how you truly feel.
Don't fucking tell him that.
He told me the last time I slept with him that I'd been in his prayers.
You're chatting shit. You're chatting shit.
He was half asleep when he said it, but I woke him up and asked him what that meant. And he said he had been praying that I would message him.
Bullshit.
You ignored my happy birthday message.
Bullshit.
Why are you praying that I'm going to message you when you can message me?
Bullshit.
Making me feel like I'm the one who's not reaching out when you're the one ghosting me.
It's clever.
So maybe he does care. I just don't know. It's a clever game.
It's a trap. It's a trap. Don't believe it, okay? It's a way to lure you in. Make you think, oh my God, maybe he has been thinking about me. Because he knows he hasn't spoke to you in 2 months. Maybe he has been thinking about me. I'm on his mind. Maybe he does really
like me. It's meant to be. He's just, the universe just needs to align for the moment.
He's just planting those seeds. So the next time he's on his own, up for it, he thinks, she'll reply. I'm going to message her. Because, and then you say, okay. It's clever. It's planting little seeds. It's not... True. If a guy wanted to message you, he would.
He literally would. If he wanted to see you,
he would ask
to see you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
Don't overcomplicate it.
He would literally say, I really enjoyed your company.
Yeah.
I would like to see you. Are you free Wednesday or Friday?
He would have said, after that whole first night stand that you guys had last night, so fun, like, do you want to go for drinks on Wednesday?
Really enjoyed your company.
He would have said that, okay? He would have. Don't believe in all this, like, oh, I've been thinking about... No, you haven't.
I've been praying that you'd message.
It's lies, and it's
never
clever.
Never heard that one before.
Because it pulls your emotional, yeah. like, you know, it keep... He,
it does, because yeah, we love love and romance,
yeah, and
right?
we want to believe that.
Yeah.
But it's not true, because you've known this guy now for 2 months. You could be almost his girlfriend by now.
Yeah.
You could be exclusive.
Yeah.
Dates
absolutely.
Every week, sleepovers every week. That could be you guys.
But you're confused. You should never be confused.
Never be confused. That's the biggest red flag.
You should never be confused. You're literally in a state of confusion. Therefore,
it's not right.
It's not right. And he's not the man for you. He's not who you should be pursuing.
No.
He's not who you should be thinking about.
No.
Right, we're almost done here. She's got a few last lines. I want to tell him how I can't stop thinking about him.
No.
No, I've read that, haven't I? But yeah. I'm so tired of the rejection. Do you think it's worth it to message him to see him and tell him how I actually feel? No.
No. No.
That I want it to be more than just sex? Or do you think this is a bad idea? Bad idea.
Bad idea.
And he might not feel the same or want this.
Bad idea.
You need to never speak to this man again. And when he messages you the next time, you open it, you leave the red receipts on, and that
you
is that.
You leave it on red.
That is
because that.
That
will only make him keep coming back.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've said it already. If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
And this is so true in this case.
So like, true in this
case. I know sometimes it's like, but I want to and I'm not. No, no, no. This is a guy that's taken you for a ride, telling you all these sweet nothings, just trying to get you into bed. It's worked. He's ignored you. He's left you on
red. He's cast his charm.
Twice. He's got the triple C's. What are they, chins?
Charm, charisma, and...
capability.
Capability. He's got the capability to manipulate, and that's exactly yes. what he's doing right now.
You're under the spell, and the best thing you can do is leave this guy on red.
For sure.
Distract yourself. Look, we've all been
there. It's going to end in tears. This is bad news.
We've all been there, but you will get over this guy and you will move on from this guy. This is why you need to just keep putting yourself out there. Keep distracted. Don't let him bullshit you.
Yeah, because Soph, listen.
Into thinking that, oh no, I have been. No, you haven't.
She's saying here, she feels like he must like her because he is still meeting up with her to sleep with her. But no.
No.
I think if he knew I liked him and he just wanted sex, he would stop seeing me because... he would feel bad.
No.
Or do you think he might be seeing other people too? Absolutely. Of course
absolutely.
He is.
Men are selfish creatures.
I'm so confused about what to do. And I think I'm even confused about how I feel. One thing I know though for sure is that I want him to be a part of my life in any form, even if that is just meaningless sex.
You're
but
obsessed.
I don't know if I'm strong enough for that. Baby.
No one is strong enough.
Like,
no one is strong enough.
Only, I'd say 0.0001% of the population
I've
is strong enough.
I've never met a female strong enough.
Please help me and don't be afraid to be booty honest. Thank you, girls. And she's a beautiful girl.
Oh wow!
Yeah, really stunning lashes. Model vibes. Listen, we've said it. His intentions are so clear, and we just have to see the facts and remain strong.
And no one's saying it's easy.
Not
it's the
at
hardest
all.
Thing in the world,
especially if this is your first like scenario like this, where it's like, but you said that, but actions speak louder than words, right? So yes, he's saying, oh, you were my prayers. I want you to message me, but then his actions are, he's not even messaging you.
No,
not even taking you on a date.
No,
he's not even checking up on you, saying how are you today.
No.
Bare minimum, right? He's not even doing that. And then he's got the audacity to say, I was praying that you would message.
No, it's bullshit.
What are you on about?
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And but you're under a spell.
He's not worth any more of your time.
No, he's not.
And like, I believe every time he's messaging you, he's just checking to see if you're still stupid. That was a reality check on TikTok that we had a couple of weeks
back. Yeah, it is. And it's true. We've all been there. It's a rite of passage. Some of us have been there a few times.
Absolutely.
It's happened
multiple
to the best
times.
Of us. It's happened to the best of us.
Because it could be really hard.
It's so hard.
To see
it is so hard to see through the bullshit.
The bullshit.
Because you want to believe what he's saying. But at the end of the
day,
you're really confused. That should be a huge... If we've learned one thing in this lifetime of dating,
absolutely.
If there's confusion... Because it's not adding up. It's not right. You should never be confused, right? If a guy really likes you and means what he says, you won't be confused. You'll have no question marks. There'll be no time for confusion. You just be on. Like,
I think he
this is a rite of passage. Yeah. You've got a little obsession with this guy. You want to keep him around. You know, you've got a big weak spot for him.
And when you're under that spell,
it will fade. It will go.
It will. And when you're under that spell, sometimes all you want to do is just keep them in your life.
Yeah, you do anything in any way possible.
But that is the most unhealthy thing you can do for your heart and soul.
It is.
Like, you already said that you couldn't sleep. You know, you were struggling to eat. You know, this is not, that's not a healthy obsession.
No.
Therefore, we've got to put ourselves first and just be like, okay, look, I tried, we explored.
Yeah.
You know, you got me for a while. You did get me.
Yeah.
But it's time to now put you to one side and I won't be seeing you again.
Yeah.
Because you're not healthy for me.
There's better things out there.
You don't make me feel good about myself.
No.
You don't make me feel good.
No, you right? don't.
You're not bettering my life.
You're making me question myself, criticize myself. Yeah. You're leaving me on edge.
Yeah.
I'm anxious. That's how it makes you feel.
That's not love.
No.
That's not a soulmate.
No.
That's not someone you want to be with.
That's just a sexy guy who you've got chemistry with and that doesn't see the value in you.
And there's plenty of pretty faces out there.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Plenty of chemistry to go around.
Plenty of chemistry to go around. Plenty of other fun nights we can have with other men.
Yeah.
Right?
Be strong.
Be strong, I think.
You're going to get through this crush.
Yeah. Make your friends hold you accountable.
Yeah.
We're not messaging. We're going to block him, actually.
Yeah.
Or,
we'll just leave him on red.
When he messages you.
Because he will.
Because he will, and you need to remain strong. I know you've been trying to remain strong for a lot of this, but we're going to remain strong this time. And it's red receipts on, swipe and delete.
Yeah.
Click it, see it, swipe it, delete it.
Because you've got a picture, like he's going to feel, he's going to be like, oh.
A bluster.
Yeah, like,
good.
Oh. He's going to feel that way. And he's never felt that way. Every time he's messaged you, you've replied. You're there on a silver plate. He needs to experience that. Fuck.
And he doesn't deserve that anymore.
No.
Because you deserve way better and you want way better.
You want more.
Right? You want more.
Yeah.
And I think if you were to only go down more of the sex route with him, it's going to end in more tears.
You're only going to get more attached.
Yeah.
Don't lie to yourself that you can just sleep with this guy because you can't. You're already obsessed with him.
There's other men who will give you just a good, if not better sex than this man.
Yeah.
Right? I will not leave you feeling how this man leaves you.
Yeah.
Right? You deserve way better.
On to the next.
Round of applause.
Stay strong.
We got it. Baby.
Okay. Gosh, are we really at that time of the year again, folks? Last holidays. Not ready for this yet.
Comes round quick, doesn't it, folks?
Because they're being booked now, aren't they?
Of course.
They're being booked in now.
Of course.
Ibiza, lads holiday advice, please.
Here we go. It's Ushuaia.
Am I a bad girlfriend for asking my boyfriend to not go to Ibiza without me?
Okay.
He's been to Ibiza once before, and that was 1 month into our relationship.
Okay.
There was no trust issues. It was all new. This holiday was fine. I slept like a baby while he was away.
It's much different vibes in the early. Yeah.
Last year, he went on 3 lads' holidays.
That's
a lot of lads' holidays.
Lot.
And on the first one, he lied to me and shattered my trust. Although I'm against having your partner's location, I did request to have it on the next 2 holidays due to the previous lie he told.
What did he lie about? Just his whereabouts?
His whereabouts. Having his location, like maybe saying that he was at home in bed when really he was somewhere else. Yeah. Having his location while he was away made me feel worse, actually. And I felt like I actually lost the plot a little bit. See, I don't think...
Because you were checking it constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we shouldn't be feeling so anxious when our boyfriends are on holiday.
No, we shouldn't be.
We really shouldn't be.
Well, we shouldn't be because we should trust them. And no matter how many girls are there or how many single friends they're with, we shouldn't feel like we can't trust them because they're our partner. You love them, they love you. It shouldn't be.
And if this is
going to
be an annual thing, I can't live like this on a yearly basis.
Well, yeah, because if I was to go on holiday with Sophia...
Yeah.
And I have my new boyfriend saying, where are you?
Yeah.
Where's your location?
I would like to think
I'd be on edge.
When I'm on a girl's holiday, my boyfriend isn't sat at home with anxiety not
thinking
being able to sleep.
Thinking you're snogging another Brian in Ocean Beach.
Since then, I drive myself sick at the thought of going through that again.
But so if what it was, though, it was that initial lie on the first one. And then he might not have even done anything wrong.
Yeah.
But it's the lying. You're thinking, well, why are you lying?
Why couldn't you be honest?
Were you lying about more things? Yeah. Now I'm really scared for this next trip. And it just plants the seed. Whereas if there was never that lie, then you wouldn't then start overthinking.
Since then, I drive myself sick at the thought of going through that again.
Although
he's told me he would never make me feel like that ever again, the last two holidays he has been on, there's been no problems.
Great.
Okay, that's good.
So that was last summer. He had three.
Yeah, he's showing that, you know, he means what he says.
Yeah.
He stuck to his word.
Listen, I'm glad I'm not glad, but obviously he did that first when he did that white lie.
He regretted it.
He changed.
He knew that it was the wrong thing to do.
Yes. And at least he saw an issue. You raised it and you fixed it. And he did better the next time.
And he's moving differently now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. So I've never been to Ibiza, but my friends have. I've looked on TikTok at what other girls are saying, and I do not trust the people out there. For context, we are both mid-20s and have been together for a year and a half. Please help. Any advice?
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Wait, so she wants to ask him not to go away again.
So the question was, am I a bad girlfriend for asking my boyfriend to not go to Ibiza without me?
Because it makes you paranoid and makes you feel sick.
Yeah.
Listen.
Basically, can you tell your boyfriend not to go on a lad's holiday? That's the question here. Let's try and make this quick and precise and succinct and whatever the word is. Yeah.
I think I don't want you to... Sorry. Let me gather my thoughts. I don't want you... Please. I think it's not the people. I don't think you should be concerned about the types of people who are in Ibiza.
No, I don't either.
Everyone's there to have a good time. Yes, a lot of people are single.
Steam.
There's a lot, but there's also a lot of stag dudes, a lot of hen dudes. People are there to have a good time and party
with their friends. Yeah,
and no matter what,
don't listen to TikTok. No. That's like Dr. Google. That's like googling. I've got a headache and reading the worst.
And no matter what, some groups of girls' intentions are while they're out there.
Or boys,
you know, shouldn't then make you anxious that your boyfriend's then going to go weak.
Because at the end of the day,
Helen wants to slug him.
Your boyfriend can go shopping at Morrison's. There could be someone with intentions in that. Like, you know, it's not about, it shouldn't be
about. He could go to ZZ's on the weekend with his two friends and a girl might fancy him.
Yeah.
And then, but then as your boyfriend, he should respect you and love you and say, I've got a girlfriend.
Sorry.
And it should be the same in Ibiza.
Yeah.
If a beautiful girl comes up to him and says, oh my God, you're really fit. He should just go, I've got a girlfriend. Thank you, but no thanks.
Bye-bye.
And you should be able to trust that your partner is going to act accordingly.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm out with Sophia, she's got a boyfriend, and someone hits on her, she's going to say, I've got a boyfriend, politely decline, and we're going to walk away.
Mm.
And, you know, when it's not even a, oh, should I entertain it?
Mm. No. Should I go over
because
there?
Because Sophia's in a secure, loving relationship, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to try and have faith that your boyfriend is going to act with your best interests at heart while he's out there with his friends.
Mm. Because you can't babysit your boyfriend. You can't put a fucking nanny cam on him and see what he's doing and hear all his conversations. Like, no matter where he is in the world, like, you need to feel like... That's not healthy either. You shouldn't do that.
And
like you wouldn't expect your boyfriend to be like, I think it's one of those things where how would you feel if your boyfriend said to you, no, you can't go on a girl's holiday? You know, like,
I'd be absolutely livid because I'd be more upset that you don't trust me.
Yeah.
Because we're in this loving relationship. If we're going to progress to marriage and babies, and you and I'm 26 right now, you can't even trust
don't
me.
Don't get
on
me
holiday.
Wrong. Like, if your boyfriend went on three lads, maybe a couple of them were stags, and then it's kind of get it. But I think if you're in a position where, I mean, every relationship's different, and every relationship has its own sticking points. But I think personally, if you're in a position where you're having to ask your partner not to go on these lads' holidays, then there's a big problem. Because I wouldn't so. Want, if my boyfriend said to me, no, you can't go away, I'd say, you fucking what? I'm shut up. You can't tell me to, like, you know.
You can't tell me what to do.
Can't tell me what to do.
You can't tell me
like, this
do.
Is my holiday with my friends. Of course I'm going to go. Yeah. Like, and equally, like, I want you to go and have a good time, et cetera.
Because
I think if you feel like at the end of the day, you don't trust your partner when he's abroad, you're not sleeping when he's abroad with his mates.
And then, you feel the need to have his location
then
on.
That means that you just don't trust your boyfriend, and that's a problem.
And that is a problem.
Because no matter it's where your boyfriend is, who he's with, whatever, et cetera, et cetera.
And like you said,
if he's the guy for you, if he yeah. is the love of your life yeah. and your soulmate, you shouldn't have to worry about how he's acting or be on edge or be
his
worried.
Intentions.
Like, yeah.
And like Soph said, he could be in Morrison's.
Yeah.
Like, and if he's going to cheat on you,
he's gonna
he would cheat on you anywhere.
Anywhere.
Like he would cheat on you in the Morrison's toilets.
In the frozen aisle.
Yeah. And he would take a girl into the toilets and snog her. You know, if he really wanted to cheat on you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think, you know, the last two holidays were fine. And
maybe
I just...
it's something you have to work on since that lie. And that's something you two both need to work together on. Because
yeah.
he did break your trust.
Yeah.
And he needs to work hard to rebuild that.
Yeah.
But if you can't rebuild it, then it's going to be really hard
yeah.
moving forward. And you want to feel calm in your relationship. You
yeah.
want to feel at ease.
Peace.
You want to feel peace. You want to feel love. And if you're not feeling that and you can't solve it, then
this is a problem.
That's going to be hard. And then there's going to be resentment. And then
yeah.
it's going to build up. And it's just going to get worse.
Yeah. Because I know, like, lads' holidays, everyone, it get loads, you know, lads' holidays get a lot of stick.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, fuck, lads' yep. holidays. It's yep. fucking bullshit. Yep. You don't need a lads' holiday. But if we reversed it and you think about the girls' holiday.
And your boyfriend was saying, give me
like,
a location.
Yeah. You wouldn't be okay with it.
I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go.
Yeah.
What?
Like, yeah. yeah. So when you look at it from the reverse perspective, it's,
yeah.
you know.
And also, like, at the end of the day, like, in a relationship, every, you know, you still need your own life with your
yeah.
own friends.
Yeah.
You know, you need that space apart.
Yeah.
With your friend, that's a part of life. You can't do everything together all the time.
You can't be stuck to your boyfriend's side
no.
all the time to keep an eye on him,
yeah.
you know? Like, it, part of a relationship, a massive part is trust. And like you said, you're not going to be watching him all the time. You've got to let him go and he's got to let you go and you've got to go and live your own lives and meet different
yeah.
people and go abroad without each other and do these things. And a massive part of the relationship is that, like, yeah, I'm not worried about you.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about.
Yeah, it's about having your own life separately,
yeah.
but then also sharing a really beautiful life together as well, right?
Yeah. I don't think you should... I mean, some people might think differently, but I don't feel like you should be asking your boyfriend to not go just because you...
When technically he hasn't
don't trust.
Cheated on you.
Yeah.
On a lad's holiday before.
He what?
He hasn't cheated
no,
on
he
her.
Hasn't. He just lied about a whereabouts.
Fair enough if he'd snogged a girl on that last holiday.
Oh, yeah. But that's a different scenario.
That's a different situation.
If, saying, you know, if he's saying, oh, we can't go on holiday this year because I'm going with the lads, I say, no, fuck off. We're going as a couple. That's different, okay?
Yeah.
If we're saving up for a house, three last holidays, no fucking chance you can cancel them.
Right.
That's different. All I'm saying is if this is just, you know...
The matter of the trust.
Yes, yeah.
Then I think you guys need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because just... You know, even when there's
because it's
no...
going to seep into other parts
yes,
of your relationship
exactly.
because you can't, you
exactly.
know, like Chintzia said, if he's going to cheat on you, if that's what you're worried about, he can do that on a night out in town. Doesn't
he
have to be in Ibiza
do
to do
on
that
on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, with a girl at work
in Leicester.
Yeah,
and he's going to do that anyway,
yeah.
anywhere. Not that he's going to, but if he was going to cheat on you, he just
he doesn't
would.
Need to be in Ibiza to cheat
exactly,
on you.
Exactly right. So let's have at least faith that,
yeah.
You know?
If he's for me, he's for me.
Yeah.
And if he's not, he's not.
Because, you know, the lads' holiday season...
It's going to be here soon.
It's going to be here soon.
And it's there every year.
Yeah.
So I don't want you... You can't be living
and
in fear every
right.
year. Oh, it's that time again.
And
fuck,
just,
fuck, fuck,
and
fuck.
Just by avoiding it this summer...
It's going to be here next year.
Yeah. And also the relationship, it's year round.
Yeah.
The trust thing.
Yeah.
It's not just this one holiday where there's a trust issue.
No.
It's year round. So you guys need to work on that as a collective.
Yeah.
right?
But you're definitely not the only one.
No, but trust issues in a relationship is really hard. Like, yeah, it is. That's why it's so important.
It's delicate.
It's so precious.
It's very easy to break, but so hard to build.
One lie can just ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
And you can plod along for years after that one lie, but it would be very hard to move forward unless you're really communicating. And you know what I mean? To round us off today, we have actually been through a lot today.
We've been through a whole journey. We've had multi-millionaires.
Oh my God, yes, I forgot about the silver fox. We've had a threesome.
We've had a threesome.
Right, okay.
We've been to Ibiza.
Oh, I am ready for a bit of sun. Right, how to tell a Hinge/online date, I'm just not so interested.
Okay, it's nice just, little short end to the episode.
Yeah, it's just so awkward. It is awkward, but we need to get past that. Because otherwise, we're going to end up dating someone that we don't really want to date just because.
And then we're going to wake up in a year-long relationship with a guy that we didn't even really like.
Because we just didn't want the awkward conversation that we didn't want to see them again.
And I'm just with him because it's convenient.
Right.
And not because I actually have this undenying.
Right, exactly. And then he's going to propose to us. And then it's going to hit us.
And then I don't like the ring. And then I'm really fucked.
Right. And I said, I should have just ended it after that first date. Hey, girly pops. Love the potty waddy.
Girly pop.
I am trying to branch out a bit more this year and up my dating game.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That is a good New Year's resolution.
Let's do this.
You know, if you're like in your 20s and you're really trying to explore a bit and find out what exactly you're looking for, there's nothing more valuable than just dating more people.
Yeah. I thought
as exhausting as it can be, though.
I loved the girls who were like, a date a month. That's my resolution. I love that.
That's dedication.
I think it's great.
However, as a people pleaser who really doesn't like letting people down, I find telling someone I'm not interested at the end of the date so awkward to the point it puts me off dating. But there's nothing wrong, I think, in that instance of a little white lie. I'm sorry.
But also
I had a really great time. Yeah. You know, I'll text you.
Yeah.
And then
I'm
you
not
send,
saying it face to face.
No.
You?
I'm not looking in your eyes. And then all you've got to send, and then you send the follow-up message saying, thank you, Brian. That was a lovely time. The food was delicious, wasn't it? However, I just feel like we're more of a friend vibe. Lovely to meet you. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
Send it, throw your phone across the room and just act like it never happened, right?
Delete it so you can't see
it.
Yeah,
and at least we never followed him on Instagram. That's the number one rule. So there's no one following.
Don't do that.
Okay, so this whole situation is putting you off dating because she
doesn't know how to handle.
Right.
Okay.
On my last date, I knew I just wasn't interested. He was lovely, but the spark just wasn't there. When he asked if I'd like to see him again, of course I said I'd love to. I mean, naturally, I would too.
I would give him a snog as well.
Yeah, I'd go, come here, pucker up. Mwah, 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 a little snoggy snog.
Yeah, but I'm out of there.
Sympathy snog for sure.
Sympathy snog, always.
Overcompensate.
I'm a people pleaser.
Listen, I'll hold your hand and I'll stroke your neck as well. God, we're just as bad as the threesome man.
I know.
I know, but it's hard in that moment.
Yeah, I'm not rejecting you to your face. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so when he asked if I'd like to see him again, of course I said I'd love to. I chickened out and ended up texting him the next morning that I wasn't interested with a nicely worded text.
That's all it has to be.
Honestly, that's perfect. I'm sure he much appreciated that than just you ghosting him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
As disappointed as you're going to be, as like, oh, a bit awkward. She didn't like me.
Yeah.
It at least you're letting him know.
Yeah.
With a nicely worded text. Some people have told me this is worse.
No.
And I should have just been honest in person and not get his hopes up. I know, but
listen,
it's not that deep.
Who can be that, or I can't, who can be that honest in person at the end of a date to say, no, I don't want to see you again? I could never do that.
It's like on for a first dates.
I could never do that.
Where they sit them down in front of the camera.
Yes.
And they go, so, do you two want to see each other again? You first. Oh no, you first. And they're like, okay, let's say it together. One of them goes, no.
Yes.
And the other one goes, yes. And then it's awful. It's awful.
I would rather someone say to me, yeah, sure, and then text me and say no.
It's awful.
I don't want to be rejected to my face.
On the night, you know, it's 10:30 at night. I'm all
You've
dressed
just
up.
Picked up the bill.
You know, I'm all dressed up and then I've got to walk home, go back to my flatmates. Like, how was it? Oh, he told me he wasn't interested at the end. Oh, what a buzzkiller.
What
a mood fucking killer.
Let me just live my delusion for one
let
night.
Let me just at least go to sleep thinking, ooh, that was nice. Maybe something will happen with him.
Tell me in the morning, please.
Don't look at me. Do you know what? Because that means he's been
so... That would knock your confidence big time.
He's been so analytical that whole time. Thinking, yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to let her know tonight. I'm going to let her know right now that it's not for me.
I can't wait another minute longer.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
send a little text.
So some people in my life have told me this is worse and I should have just been honest in the moment and not get his hopes up. Nah. But also, it's not that deep.
Nah.
It is just a
first
date. How
about that same mum saying that? She's been out of the game for a long time.
Oh, he's a nice boy. While others have said it's better to do this than to see his reaction face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not watch his face go bright red.
No.
His ears go bright red.
All right. Okay, then see ya.
All right. No. Lovely to meet you.
No.
All right, go. I'm safe.
No.
What are your thoughts on how to let someone down gently? Should I get over it and just say it to their face in person or continue my relying on a text the next day?
Listen, we have technology. Let's use it. Okay.
Phones were invented by Jesus for a reason.
For this exact reason.
Yeah.
All you have to say is, look, I don't see this going anywhere romantic.
Yeah.
Okay? And look, you can ghost someone if you want. Like,
for
sure. You can fizzle it out over text. Use it to your advantage, okay? And I think there's nothing wrong with, I would do exactly the same. Yeah, I'd love to see you again. Yeah. And then be thinking, no fucking chance.
All you have to do is if, you're not really feeling it. And he's like, oh, I would love to see it. Yes, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to know. You don't have to say, oh, absolutely. When and where?
No. You can be vague.
You can go, the food was delicious. Maybe like divert it. The drinks were really good. I'll let you know. And then. Exactly. Then he follows up and you go, I'd just like to let you know. I think it's a friend vibe. I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
That's honesty, that.
Or you just say, oh, sorry, I can't do that weekend.
Yeah.
You fizzle it out, ghost it.
You can fizzle
it. It's slow, but I've done it.
Yeah. And then didn't they send you a big paragraph? Listen, I've seen you even follow me on Instagram. I'm just wondering what this means. We had that one cracking night.
Get it through your head.
Babe, I've unfollowed you on Instagram. Do you want me to lay it out for you?
It's a sympathy snog because it confuses them.
That tongue, it was that magic tongue. They never felt a tongue like that before.
My tongue is sacred.
My tongue is sacred. I speak upon what I like.
Exactly. And it's magic. Listen, nothing wrong with, I'll let you know. And then...
Like
when he next messages you, which could be he may never follow up. He could be doing it out of politeness as well.
Yep.
B, he may message you a few days later. He may message you immediately, whatever it is. You can reply, and all you have to say is, look, like, I've had some thoughts and I'm sorry I didn't let you know on the night, but I don't actually feel like I don't actually see this going anywhere romantic. I had a really nice time with you, but
would love to be your friend.
I want to just draw a line under it.
Maybe we could be friends.
Don't say that.
Maybe we could meet up as friends.
And just like, it's not that deep. Yeah. Like, this is the modern world of dating.
Absolutely,
okay.
It is,
like, it's part and parcel.
The guru is speaking.
Yeah. Like, just, you can reject people through text.
Yes.
It's polite.
It is polite. The ghosting is worse.
The ghosting
is way worse. I would rather someone, if I really started to like someone, I'd rather them go, look, chintz.
Yeah.
You are not
chill
for
out.
Me. You are not my cup of tea, babes. You know, it's definitely
more
platonic. I'm definitely not attracted to you whatsoever. Don't find you funny. Don't think we're compatible whatsoever.
We'd rather be ghosted.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be ghosted than that.
But this, don't overthink it, okay? You've been on one date with these people. You don't owe them your life story. You don't owe them 7 paragraphs explaining yourself. Like, you don't have to over-explain why you don't want to see someone again.
No.
It's not that deep, okay?
It's
all
one
you
date.
Have to say. You can either ghost them or you just say, because ghosting for me, like, I know some people are really against it, but to me, I think it's very clear because
it is clear.
Like, for me, like, no response is a response. If someone's left me on read, I'm taking that as they've sent me a message saying, I don't want to speak to you again.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Equally, if I'm not responding to someone, that's a response.
It is a
response. I'm not playing hard to get. Okay. No response is a response. So I'm not against ghosting. Yeah. It's shit when you are ghosted. But if you need to go someone, you just
and
do what you need to do.
Sometimes
okay?
You just don't have the words.
No.
Like,
and also it's like, get the fucking message.
Right.
Like, no. And sometimes it feels easier to go
wait,
to
what's Meghan Trainor's song? When she's saying no. My name is no, no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go. Need to let... We used to sing that all the time not on this podcast. That used to be the girls' bathroom theme suit song, that.
Untouchable. But, you know, I guess the more polite thing to do is send a couple lines. And just remember, you don't need to over-explain. No. You don't need to justify why you don't want to see someone again.
No.
It's okay if you just don't want to.
And then if they reply back, oh, was there anything I did? Then you can fucking
ignore
that.
Then you can ghost.
Because like Sophia said, we're not over-explaining.
No.
Just write a couple of lines in your notes
yeah.
and have that. Copy and paste it every single time. Boom. But I really don't want one potential bad date to put you off other dates.
No.
Because then I just fear that you'd be closing yourself off to some good guys or good girls.
And, you know, there's going to be times when guys aren't interested in you and you're going to get that blunt response or that ghost, and it's gonna be like okay, but it's kind of just what happens. Like it comes with the territory of like modern dating. It does,
yeah. And it's just about
finding
who's for you, and it is a process. It can take a while. Equally, it couldn't take a while.
And also, like, obviously with a pinch of salt, there's kind of no such thing as a bad date, because you're learning a lesson.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a funny story to tell.
Yeah.
And you're one step closer to finding the guy that you're supposed to be with.
Narrowing it down, supposed to be with.
Yeah, like all dates are a good experience because you're learning, narrowing down what you do like, what you don't like, comparison. Like it's good to compare people sometimes,
you know? Compatibility.
Yeah, like, oh, I like this about, I didn't like that one. Like the more options sometimes, the better,
But that's why, you know, in the start of your email, you said this is your year of exploration. I don't want that awkward text to put you off this year of exploration because it is so important. And you'll be so grateful when, you're married and you've got babies and be like, oh, you know, thank God for that year of exploration.
That you had that time to explore.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah. What a whirlwind we've been on
today. Oh, I've enjoyed myself, ladies.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Guys, I got a new phone and I organized my homepage, right? And I have a Pinterest widget.
She does.
With quotes on it.
She does. You have got your quotes.
And it gives me a new quote every day.
Yeah.
However, there doesn't seem to be a quote on it right now.
Oh.
But I did have a good one yesterday. Let me find you one. I've got three Pinterest quotes.
What about dating quotes?
Yeah, I was going to do ghosting quotes.
Yeah.
Don't know. Ghost everyone and focus.
Okay. Wowza.
Okay. If someone ghosts you, respect the dead and never disturb them again.
Oh, preach it! Wow! I love that one. May they rest in peace.
Look, just as Sophia said, no response is a response. Do not confuse it for anything less.
No, exactly.
It's true.
That goes to girl... With the one night stand too.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. I thoroughly enjoyed that episode.
Me too. If you
would like an extra episode of The Girls' Bathroom every single week, you can get it over on Patreon. We do episodes every single Monday over there.
We do.
And there's a whole group chat over there. You guys are getting to know each other, talking about tour tickets,
swapping
Instagrams, having meetups. Also, some people on Patreon are coming into the studio.
They are indeed.
We've had a couple of people in so far.
We've had four.
Our aim is to get one group of people in a month to come into the studio.
Yes.
So it's a great time over on Patreon.
It's a great time to be alive.
If you would like to see us twice a week.
Absolutely, if you'd like that. And we'll just see you next Wednesday or next Monday. And we'll see you on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube if you didn't already know.
See the new set.
The new set is alive and well, and it's cracking.
And you can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can. And we will see
you. Have a good week.
Next week.
Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.